WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Hometown of Baseball Sunday League Round Robin Final Four gets underway Sunday. Games tomorrow, Sun Prairie at Verona and Evansville at Sauk Prairie. It will continue for 3 weeks, and after that, the team with the top record, or if there's a tie, it will continue another week for home talent baseball. Willie Adames hit a three-run home run, and Aaron Civale pitched six shutout innings against his former team as the Brewers beat Cleveland 5-3 last night to snap the Guardians' five-game win streak. With that victory, the Brewers increased their commanding National League Central Division lead over St. Louis and the Reds to 10 games after the Cardinals and Reds both lost on Friday night. The Brewers and Guardians play game two of their three-game series tonight. First pitch at AmFam Field will be at 6:15. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450, pregame starting at 5:40. Adrian Beltre says he still hasn't had an opportunity to just stop and really let it soak in. And the fact that he's enshrined in Baseball's Hall of Fame, the third baseman says he knows what that weekend meant. Now 4 weeks after his induction in Cooperstown, the Rangers are honoring Beltre with a series of events. That includes a ceremony before their game against Minnesota today. The Denver Broncos and Green Bay Packers did their best to eliminate the drills that often lead to fights at joint practices in the NFL. There were still some chippy moments yesterday when the Packers and Broncos practiced against each other in advance of their exhibition game this weekend. Packers coach Matt LaFleur was particularly upset with Broncos linebacker Nick Bonito after quarterback Jordan Love was knocked down and threw an interception. Love said afterward that it was actually one of his teammates who crashed into him on the play. The preseason matchup between the Packers and Broncos will be tomorrow night. Kickoff time in Denver will be at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of the game here on WRCO FM 100.9. Pregame will start at 3 minutes after 5. Caleb Williams made another good impression in his first appearance at Soldier Field since Chicago drafted him the number one overall pick, running for a touchdown and leading two scoring drives, and the Bears beat the Bengals 27-3. Williams got off to a slow start coming off an impressive and brief showing last week at Buffalo in his first preseason appearance. Patrick Mahomes completed a behind-the-back pass to longtime tight end Travis Kelce on the Chiefs' second drive against the Lions today, injecting a little bit of life into the preseason game. Mahomes was rolling to his right and started to get some pressure from Detroit's defensive lineman Josh Pascal when he zipped the pass behind his back to Kelce, who was dragging across the field. The completion on third and three at the Detroit 33 was good for 9 yards and a first down and eventually led to a field goal. Mahomes has fooled around with behind-the-back throws in practice, but has never completed one during a game. Caitlin Clark started fast and finished with 29 points and 10 assists, while Kelsey Mitchell scored 28 to help the Indiana Fever fend off furious second-half rally attempts from the Phoenix Mercury for a critical 98-89 victory last night. Indiana swept the three-game season series with Phoenix as Clark tallied the 10th double-double of her rookie season. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.